Season. Chapter 1. Odessa. In the beginning, on a dog day Monday in the middle of August, when the West Texas heat congealed in the sky, there were only the stirrings of dreams. It was the very first official day of practice, and it marked the start of a new team, a new year, a new season, with a new rallying cry scribbled madly in the backs of yearbooks and on the rear windows of cars. Going to state in 88. It was a little after 6 in the morning when the coaches started trickling into the Permian High School field house. The streets of Odessa were empty, with no signs of life except the perpetual glare of the convenience store lights on one corner after another. The Kmart was closed, of course, and so was the Walmart. But inside the field house, a squat structure behind the main school building, there was only the delicious anticipation of starting anew. On each of the coaches' desks lay caps with bills that were still stiff and sweatbands that didn't contain the hot stain of sweat, with the word Permian emblazoned across the front in pearly thread. From one of the coaches came the shrill blow of a whistle, followed by the gleeful cry of, "Let's go, men!" There was the smell of furniture polish. The dust and dirt of the past season were forever wiped away. About an hour later, the players arrived. It was time to get underway. "Welcome, guys," were the words Coach Gary Gaines used to begin the 1988 season. And 55 boys, dressed in identical gray shirts and gray shorts, sitting on identical wooden benches, stared into his eyes. They listened, or at least tried to. Winning a state championship, making All-State and gaining a place on the Permian Wall of Fame, going off after the season to Nebraska or Arkansas or Texas, whatever they fantasized about, it all seemed possible that day. Gaines's quiet words washed over the room, and in hundreds of other Texas towns celebrating the start of football practice that August day, there were similar sounds of intimacy and welcome. To the eastern edge of the state in Marshall, to the northern edge in Wichita Falls, to the southern edge in McAllen, to the western edge in El Paso. They were Gaines's words, but they could have come from any high school coach renewing the ritual of sport, the ritual of high school football. There's 1,200 boys in Permian High School. You divide that by 3, and there's 400 in every class. You guys are a very special breed. There are guys back there that are every bit as good as you are, but they were not able to stick it out for whatever reason. Football's not for everybody, but you guys are special. We want you all to carry the torch in the 88 season. It's got to mean something really special to you. You guys have dreamt about this for many years, to be a part of this team, some of you since you were knee-high. Work hard, guys, and pay the price. Be proud you're a part of this program. Keep up the tradition that was started many years ago. That tradition was enshrined on a wall of the field house, where virtually every player who had made All-State during the past 29 years was carefully immortalized within the dimensions of a 4x6-inch picture frame. It was enshrined in the proclamation from the city council that hung on a bulletin board honoring one of Permian's state championship teams. It was enshrined in the black carpet and the black and white cabinets and the black rug in the shape of a panther. It was enshrined in the county library, where the 235-page history that had been written about Permian football was more detailed than any of the histories about the town itself. Of all the legends of Odessa, that of high school football was the most enduring. It had a deep and abiding sense of place and history so unlike the town, where not even the origin of the name itself could be vouched for with any confidence.